In the darkness of the night, temperatures drop as your fear rises. The sounds of the unknown only grow louder and closer, and you feel your demise is at hand. You stop and turn and see the harmless dancing shadows in your wake. You let out a shaky breath, almost a laugh. It must have been your imagination. Suddenly you feel a cold wind whip around you, and the shadows whisper, "Phantasmagoria."
Hey everybody, welcome to Phantasmagoria. This is your host Houston, and I'm here with Sam and
Cannibal Kevin. He's doing some
It's a pumpkin.
Bit.
Do you want me to ask?
I guess it means it's that time of year. I guess it's coming up quick.
What was that?
It popped right out of me. Well, look. A pumpkin just popped out of me. Right around the corner. I guess we're getting close.
Why did you?
Well, it's exciting. It's the spooky season. I didn't realize we were as close. And I mean, this is a telltale sign.
When is birthing a pumpkin?
Okay, it wasn't a birth. It didn't come out of my butt.
That's what it looked like.
Well, you must not have been looking very close.
It's not a birth. It didn't come out of my butt.
Right.
Yep. Is what he said.
Houston's.
I thought that was either 10 or.
Years old, Kevin.
Well, I'm not a girl. Where else am I going to give birth from?
It comes out of your butt, buddy.
Yeah, you're exactly.
Right. Where exactly did it come out of then? Because I was about to ask if you were a girl or if it came out of your butt, and you just said both.
I'm sorry, you produced it from your pants. I'm going through all of that just now, and you couldn't have been bothered to look at me to see what was coming out of me.
I don't know what Houston expected when he starts the show, produces a pumpkin with some effort out of his pants.
It didn't come out of my pants!
And then expects us to be like, it's Halloween!
Oh, it's that time of year.
Oh, wow.
Well, see, Sam, it happens every year for Houston. This is just the first time we've been around.
Well, it happens for the entire season.
Kevin and I were both.
This is just what my body produces.
Just speechless in disgust, and he wants to talk about Halloween time because he just birthed a pumpkin.
Well, he cut my name off, and I thought that I was the problem, and then he started talking about this whole pumpkin business, and
I just don't know how you don't associate it with the stuff you usually do. I mean, that's like standard Halloween fall stuff. You've got cinnamon.
Do you birth things for every holiday?
Wait, yeah. Dude, hold on. My Mac is pooping its pants.
Was it still recording?
Yeah, no,
during
it's
all that?
Good. I was just getting a phone call from a scammer. And
on your computer?
Yeah, but I silenced it, and you know the... Well, you'll hear it in playback, but it just played the default iPhone ringer, but like on the loop of the first three notes.
Really? And they'll hear that in the recording?
It probably played through my headphones.
It was probably
enough.
A buyer for one of my pumpkins that I sell.
Do you birth gifts and eggs?
Well, I mean,
they have a tracker.
Like at Christmas,
they're like, "Hey,
I got a fresh one.
Just got a notification.
Did you, anyone buy the first?
How's the pumpkin?" Calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
I prefer mine human produced.
I get my pumpkins locally sourced. Out of Houston's butt.
That's like the Whole Foods of pumpkin carving. Like any trailer trash human being can go out and buy a pumpkin from a pumpkin patch, but only if you're rich and
hear that,
valuable.
Everybody? If you buy your commoner pumpkins from a patch, Kevin thinks you're trash.
You're garbage.
High society people get them out of the butts of their fellow Americans.
It didn't come from his... Okay.
It didn't come from my butt. You're right. You're right. I shouldn't be feeding the lie.
It came from somewhere down there because it came out of your pants. I don't know. I don't care to know where it came from. Houston.
I produced a pumpkin. You don't need to know the specifics.
With great effort.
Right.
You all
heard. Well, it's... What, are you going to easily get a pumpkin out of your body? Sam, could you do that easily?
I couldn't do that, period.
Depends on where it comes from.
There you go. So and don't I'm go quite, telling me I'm it shouldn't require why, great effort.
I'm wondering how you managed it at all.
With great effort. Did you not hear my grunting and moans?
Does anybody know the lore behind pumpkin and Halloween stuff?
Yeah.
History.
Do you actually not know, like, jack-o'-lanterns and stuff? They used to carve radishes in...
Oh, yeah. It was the radish.
Yeah. We've talked about that on the podcast.
Somewhere in Nova Scotia.
Right.
And then... But pumpkins.
I think it just extended to, like, squashes and everything. And then they just... Pumpkins just naturally became an iconic thing. But I don't know.
That's probably because pumpkins are, like, the only fruit that you don't, like, eat.
They're
like, well, it's a fruit,
back
but it's
day,
grody. So we've got a lot of fruit to choose from. Let's go with the pumpkin.
Let's not ruin the stuff that we enjoy.
Yeah, I like pumpkin.
That's what I'm saying.
It's probably because because that's what they did it for. They would carve the faces to scare off spirits or help spirits or whatever. I don't remember. But as they got more used to that and it became less important, they might have been like, I want to do something cool with my pumpkin. I need more of a canvas to work with. So I need a pumpkin.
So I was making a pizza delivery tonight.
Pizza.
So I was making a pizza delivery tonight. I live in a rural town. And the last order of the night was a house I've never been to before. The address was deep in the woods, about 3 miles from the main road. I'm on a rough dirt path when I see a few guys outside a trailer. So I ask if they... if they were this address. They said, F that place. It's up the road. Good luck. Should have turned around then and there. I find the trailer at the end of the path. Next to it was an abandoned two-story concrete building that gave off ill vibes. Isn't that good?
Ill vibes?
Ill good.
Gave some ill vibes, bro. Ill,
I wouldn't be shocked if we start actually saying that and flip it around.
No, they're already saying it, Houston.
But they don't say ill vibes, do they?
Ill as
like
in...
As in cool.
Yes.
Yeah, I know that's a thing, but do they say ill vibes? Is that what the kids say?
Why
do they
wouldn't
have
you?
To?
I don't know, because it's... It doesn't matter.
Ill means good, so ill vibes would be good vibes.
Yeah.
Bot, boomer.
I'm sorry.
Boomer. I just had a flashback to once when Houston
called you a boomer.
Called me a boomer and
like
it hurt.
Yeah.
that was after you told him to do it.
Yeah,
so
call me
you
a
have
boomer.
Nobody to blame but yourself.
I didn't remember that. Oh, it just brought back bad feelings. Bad feelings that I had buried long ago. I knock on the door and wait, looking over my shoulder the whole time. A lady finally answers the door, and she has to be out about 120 years old.
Oh, that's dramatic.
She had to be 120 years if she were a day.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Question mark?
I don't know what that means. 120 years old.
Yeah,
sure.
She touches my hand.
Nope.
That's something
I don't
like.
That's not standard pizza drop-off procedure.
Wait, no.
Especially during a pandemic.
Whoa, this is
okay.
Whoa,
lady, have you not heard about the virus? Don't touch me.
That's when she winks at you. She touches my hand. Hers felt colder than ice. She said, "Such young skin." In a scratchy old lady voice.
No. Oh no, I don't have any money for this pizza. No.
That's when she winks. At this point, I'm already freaked out. I get back to my car and get the heck out of the Dodge.
That's a thing.
Out of Dodge?
Yeah. Get out of Dodge. It's like a... You got to get out of there quick. Like, it's like, I got out of there
fast.
It's
like, get out of jail free card.
It's not. Those aren't related.
That's not what that is.
I don't know if it's like from a movie or something, though. It's
okay,
from something.
Get out of jail free card. So I'll just say, I get back in my car and get out of jail free card.
So he, like, got the heck out of there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Really fast.
You know what? You guys laugh. It pretty much is a get out of jail free card.
But got my
phone. They're not related. Those phrases aren't the same.
Both mean GTFO.
No. Get out of Dodge is I need to go quickly. Get out of jail free is I'm leaving my punishment with no consequences.
quickly.
That's the same
no,
thing.
Not necessarily.
Oh, you're going to sit around and wait?
You could get, well, maybe I want to enjoy jail for a little. Maybe I want to like make my enemies forget the thing I did to them and sit in jail, let some years pass, and then I get out for free after like a year.
I didn't
or two.
Know I was talking to a bozo.
You didn't know that, Kevin? You didn't know.
This is hurtful from two ends.
That makes you. That makes you a bozo.
Oh.
Let's see.
Sam just got us both in one.
But got my phone out to get a picture of the building first. My phone's screen starts flickering rapidly, losing connection to the Bluetooth. My car auto switched to the radio upon losing connection, and the stations were cycling insanely fast. This was faster than manual or auto possibly could. During the cycling, I could hear the most terrible growling sounds my ears have ever heard. At this point, my hair is on end, my heart racing, and I'm sweating as if I ran a marathon. I hit 80 miles per hour on dirt back to the main road.
That's scary. That's if that's true, this person has been dramatic so far, but attempt, if that's true, trying to turn or stop would be terrifying.
In an attempt to not die, he just put his life at risk.
Yeah.
What in the mother did I just experience? Any ideas? Was it a witch's house? A satanic worshiper? If you have any ideas, I'd like to hear them. Thankfully, I am home now because that was the most scared I've ever been, and I've been face to face with a mother bear.
And you think you're safe?
Huh?
You're home now?
This is what he has to say, Kevin. He's been face to face with a mother bear, and yet this was still the most scary thing he's ever experienced.
Who is this pizza delivery boy?
There wasn't actually any cubs with her, but he saw a bear and was like, this is probably a mom. I'm assuming that this is a mother bear.
He's freaking the pizza guy.
You cut to it being like a big raccoon. He's like, this is a bear, and I'm going to die. How dramatic he's been so far wouldn't shock me.
Dramatic?
Mm-hmm.
Houston.
Cold as ice, Sam.
You.
I'm going to put you in this scenario, and we're going to measure the drama one to one. And this kid is just, it's bone dry of drama. If you wrote the same story, Houston, it would just be sapping.
Yeah.
You can't.
And you're, better.
You're afraid of my kitten.
That he is. And,
I'm not.
And nice little bumblebees.
Bumblebees are filled with poison and hate.
They're not.
Okay, well, some bees.
They're not. They're not mean. They're nice.
They're not mean. You're right.
They can't hurt you.
They can. They can't hurt you? They absolutely can hurt you.
Not
it's
bumblebees.
A needle thing. It's like, I just, I have a desire to not be
know.
In pain at any given moment, and bees remove that possibility.
I'm shaking my head.
Good. Shake it harder.
Dude, this is the
you
Hansel and Gretel version of Domino's pizza.
Okay.
I didn't write the story.
Where was the part that they were thrown in a candy oven and cooked and eaten?
Well, that's how the story would have ended. Had he stuck around.
Dot, dot, dot.
Stuck around.
But it wasn't a house of pizza.
Had he been absolutely flattered by the young skin convert? Comment? Comment.
Hey.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, we talk about Hansel and Gretel, how dumb these two dumb kids are for falling for a candy house. But if I like got a whiff of something greasy and tasty coming from the woods and found a house made of pizza, you know.
No, that's some young skin. So what's?
Oh, stop.
So what's better?
Stop.
What's better? Finding something amazing in the woods or something the opposite? Something very scary.
What's better?
Or
I think
what's
finding
worse?
Something amazing in the woods is better.
Like a house made of candy?
I think that I would not be... I would be less lured by that because I would be like, that is a house made of candy. This is the creepiest shiz I've ever seen.
That's what I'm saying. So, I don't know. Houston's
both
getting bested by my kitten.
I'm getting completely beat up and pinned down by this kitten.
He's not.
He's getting bested.
I will say.
Bested. I can't
bested
sit.
Is the word.
This thing
beat up is not.
This thing has decided to go full. I'm standing now waiting for him to finish. He's gone full Tasmanian devil and is just a tornado.
You think he's going to finish doing that?
Well, he'll just pass out any minute, second. He's not even like playing with me or anybody anymore. I'm standing. He's just rolling. and biting at things.
Well, I'm going to take this opportunity to move on. Unless we have any other, you know, I don't want to jump the gun. This was...
No, you're fine.
This was a quick minute, but anyway, this is a story about my stuffed animal, Owlbert.
That's a great name.
Owlbert.
It's not bad.
Moving on its own while, in parentheses, and some other stuff, I was on vacation.
Quit eating my shirt, you dumb cat.
Okay.
Frick.
You just chill out.
I'm sitting here motionless.
You grab him and put him on the floor.
I do that? He's doing the butt wiggle, Kevin. And if that means he's going to kill me.
Just he's a kitten.
He's on the hunt.
He can't do it.
I know he can't, but it's I don't want to hurt him. I don't want to
You can't hurt him.
I don't want to be rough.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to
he's too rambunctious for me.
I'm going to have to intervene. Daddy's got you, Houston.
Houston, this is not that hard.
Mars is no, not mine. Kevin's got the cat. Well, no, he doesn't. Mars is putting up...
Kevin's dying!
Kay got Kevin by the throat. He went for the jugular. Kevin's dead. Mars thought he was going to die. That was the craziest thing I've ever
Kevin's
seen.
Kevin's failing to get his mic back.
It's behind you. There you go.
Sorry for the technical the technical difficulties.
Dude, I've said it day one, it's and I'll really say it forever. If you get a cat, just adopt an old cat. Kittens are too much. Not worth the cute. Get an old cat who's going to chill.
Oh, that's exactly what they are. Anyway, Owlbert?
Owlbert the stuffed animal?
Some other stuff. I was on, okay. Also, I have no idea about the flare, sorry. Hello, I am new to the sub, and I hope this is the right one to tell about my experience. Here's some context. I just moved into a new house, and the people who were once in it got a divorce. We moved in early March, and we have been happy with everything. Nothing weird going on. Last month, I got Owlbert, which I got from the which I got from the Toledo Zoo, and I placed him on top of the loft bed in a corner. Me, being the weird child that I am, I tucked Albert in with blankets when it was time to leave for a 2-week vacation. When I came back, I found my room in a huge mess. My Uno cards, which were on my desk, all over the floor. My closet being wide open, and Albert being on the floor across the room. Now, I was the last one into the car, and I was the first one out of the car and into the house, so I really have no idea what happened. If anyone has a suggestion as to what might have happened, that would help a lot. I'll also answer any questions anyone has if I can.
I tried to look up Toledo Zoo owl plush, and my phone refused. Like, it's working in every other capacity. I'm trying to click on pictures of this owl or go to a link to see what these things look like, and my phone won't do it. It is collapsing.
Sounds like an inside job.
For who? Huh?
Someone burgled. Someone very close to Owlbert.
Oh, okay. Now we're making more
Owlbert
sense.
Owlbert knew when you were going to be gone. Contacted his contact.
Contacted
they
his flock.
They arrived and burgled your house.
What's a group of owls called?
Hootenanny? I've heard this before.
I like that a lot. In danger of going to Toy Story for maybe the 50th time on this podcast, I am going to say I think that this is maybe a real owl that you've brought into your home.
I'd like to point out that Lotso Huggin' Bear is the only plushie in Toy Story.
That can't be true.
That's just off the top of my head.
I'm thinking...
And he doesn't show up until Toy Story 3.
It's true. Hey, why the does Andy have Bo Peep as a toy?
Here we go.
Why does Andy... No, I'm not. You're right. No, it hit my brain, and I wanted to talk about it, but no, you're right.
So instead, Houston suggests it's not a plushie owl. It's a real owl.
Well, no, when you're not... That's the perfect crime. You owl sitting in tree sees child by owl plush, and he's like... I look a lot like that plush. I could steal jewels and money from this home.
What does an owl do with jewels?
What does a raven or a crow do with jewels? They just enjoy them.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't a raven or owls, a crow.
Hey, it's, they've got the bird brain. They've got the shiny impulsion.
No. You're a bird brain.
Good, yeah, and I like shiny. This further proves my point. You've seen me get distracted by shiny objects.
So what happened? No, dude. Wait. So he
he You're when the suggesting. Kid's not looking, he just slips in, acts like a plush. You leave house, owl ransacks your MFing house. Done.
Or but dad wanted to still. Oh wait, and then he just throws the doll. But why would he do that? Why? Why would you ransack the house?
Looking for something?
I think it's similar, but he's got a contact who is going to give the owl what the owl wants if they find something valuable in the house.
Wait, say that again?
So he's been contracted to find something? What?
Owlbert doesn't need to find anything. He just needs to let him know when everybody's gone for a week so they can come in, party it up.
So the wet bandits can show up.
Yep. Right. And then they give Owlbert his due diligence, his money.
His stack.
You've served your purpose. Here's your fat stack of owl bucks.
Here's my thing, dude. This just dawned on me. Why? What's the deal with ransacking somebody's house if you're like going to burglarize
them? Yeah, it's just no. It's just a non-cool move. Just not chill.
Like what? But not only is it a jerk move, it's a dumb move. I'd be like, if I keep everything nice and tidy and right where it's supposed to be, they're not even gonna suspect that I broke in
here. Well, it depends on how much you take or what you take. If you take their whole TV, they're like, "Well, the TV's gone, but gosh darn, it is clean in here.
Where did I put that 55-inch plasma screen?
This place is spotless, so no one would have taken it. So it must be around here somewhere. Could have sworn it was on the wall, mounted, but not anymore.
That's a good point, but
unless your parents are like jewel thieves and they have hidden the diamond, the big diamond, that's
big
worth
one.
A lot of
you just
money.
Live in your own little like Disney Channel world where your parents are jewel
name
thieves
one and freaking
in a,
Disney
they put
Channel
in a teddy bear.
I mean like Spy Kids. I know that's not Disney Channel, but it's like it's the realm of what I'm talking about.
And so they rescuers that shiz and put it in a teddy bear, and then they ransack the kids' room looking for it.
I'm just a normal kid like everybody else. I go to high school.
So they stash the diamond inside Albert?
Ooh, perhaps.
I think we're like an Ouroboros eating our own tail here. If Albert got into the house, so we're abandoning actual owl theory. Parents put jewel in stuffed owl from the get go.
We're just brainstorming.
What could
just spitballing?
We're
baby.
Just planning this place.
What could dad or mom have wanted to steal from the zoo that they would have needed to put in a stuffed owl and then give to their child?
They didn't steal it from the zoo.
They said, "Oh, hey, look, honey, look at that! This cute stuffed owl."
And then on a separate occasion, they're like, "That's a big jewel. I'm stealing it. Stolen. The big bad guys.
You know, classic.
No, if they find out that it's stolen and that Mr. James has it, and they're then, coming to get him, and so Mr. James puts it in his toddler's." Toy.
Who then posts on Reddit asking
who then
who broke my room?
Who then has a separate occasion or happenstance where gets this toy? Yeah, from the kid's perspective, gets this toy, leaves.
This is
gets ransacked.
Gets ransacked. They think it must be Owlbert,
dude.
Has to be.
And hats off to the big bad guys for freaking checking the stuffed owl.
Maybe they did, maybe they didn't.
They just grabbed him and threw him on the floor, and they heard a big clunk.
This is the most convoluted thing I've ever heard in my entire life. It's not that crazy, but like...
I feel like I've seen it in a movie.
Yeah, but like, you'd be like, okay, it's like, sure, put the expensive thing from parents into stuffed thing. It's like, well, let's go to the zoo and get it there. That's going to be so overpriced.
It didn't happen that way.
put in a Beanie Baby.
They just got, the daughter said, ooh, Albert, gimme. And so they bought her a freaking stuffed owl.
Oh, they didn't
put in. And then they stole a gem. And then they were like, okay, emergency, have to hide now.
So somewhere between your zoo trip and, I don't know, what did they say, like a day later when they were getting in the car or something,
no,
your parents became international jewel thieves?
They were already international jewel thieves. They just...
What, they couldn't have a life before?
The dates lined
up. You have to have day one. Everyone's got to start somewhere. Happened right after the zoo.
And in this scenario, it had to be after. They couldn't have done it before.
Well, how is being the jewel in the owl.
How is being a jewel thief worth it if you can't take your child to the zoo at the same time?
They're driving
time.
Home from the zoo and they look at the jewel store on the ride home and he's like, honey, nope. I know we've been talking about it for a while, but I think today's the day we start. I think we should start right now. I've got a story. This is a real story. A little different. Well,
oh yeah.
Okay, well,
LP,
no, like,
your reader, your story was fake.
That's not what I meant.
And we hated it.
1991, a man vanishes after telling his family he's going on a business trip. 2021, just recently this happens.
Uh-oh.
A car stops in front of this man's home and drops him off. He is wearing the same clothes, can't remember where he's been all these years, and is looking like he was very well taken care of. The curious case of Mr. Gorgos.
How long was he gone?
He was gone from 1991 to 2021, this year. This is a real thing that is like documented. This happened just barely.
30 years.
Vasil Gorgos, a 63-year-old cattle seller from rural Romania, vanished in thin air year. They wrote this like a crazy man. 30 years ago. Due to the nature of his profession, the man who lived in the countryside often went on business trips to various cities in Romania to sell his cattle, but every time he would get back home in a matter of days. In 1991, Mr. Gorgos decided it's time for another business trip. He bought himself a train ticket, as usual, and told his wife and kids he'll be back in a few days. This was the last time his family saw him. The family reported his disappearance to the police, but nothing ever came of it, so they eventually assumed the man had met foul play and held memorial service in his honor. Fast forward to August 2021. On a Sunday evening, a car stops in front of the Gorgos family house and drops off Vasil, who is now aged 93. Unfortunately, the few neighbors who witnessed the scene were too shocked and they can't remember the car's plate number or how the driver looked. Anyway, it needed to be pointed out that Mr. Gorgos was the only person who got out of the car. The driver never set foot outside of the vehicle. Strangely enough, the man had on him the same pants he was wearing the day he vanished, and in his pockets, the family found not only his ID card, but also the train ticket he had bought 30 years ago. Everybody who knew him had noticed that Mr. Gorgos was looking pretty great. He was clean, well-kempt, and in good health, which means that in all these years, he was very well taken care of. The only issue he's having seemed to be neurological in nature. More precisely, Mr. Gorgos remembers his family. Some articles claim that he doesn't remember his family either, but is clueless about his whereabouts in the past 30 years. When asked by reporters and family where he was all these years, he replied candidly, "I was home." And then they have like collaborated and like linked a bunch of articles about like this going on. So what are your thoughts? I'm baffled. I just don't know what to make of this.
The man had a litty retirement, dude.
He decided, I'm done. He's going out.
I'm 63. Time to go party.
I was told I was going to get to retire by now. And so
time
I'm
to go party.
To.
I grew up in rural Romania.
Is he actually not? Is he actually 30 years older?
He's 93 years old.
He's 93 years old, but does he appear to be older?
That's a good question. I would think if he didn't at that age, I think we would be hearing about this on a world level news outlet.
My first thought is cryogenics.
Frozen. You think this man was put as a popsicle?
Snatched up.
Sam, by saying that, you're assuming that he said to his family at 93 years old, I'm going on a business trip. Bye. When was the last time you have ever heard of a 93-year-old taking off on a business trip?
I thought he was 63.
When he left. He was 63 when he went on the business trip, and he was 93 when he came back.
Then he'd be 63 when he came back if
his
cryogenics are involved.
Some financial troubles.
Well, he's still 93. He just has the body of a 63-year-old.
He talked to the right people. They were like, yeah, it's kind of black markety, but we can cover you if you're willing to give. And he was like, I'll do whatever I need to save my beloved niece.
Okay.
And they were like, okay, meet us at the train tracks at dawn. So he shows up.
At dawn.
They pack him in a little cryo tube.
Just right there on the curb.
Yep, and they wheel him away. And then they did all their tests. They froze
him. Okay, get in.
Did all their tests. 30 years later, they unpack him. He is unaged, unchanged.
They wouldn't say he was 93 then.
No, you still are. Like I actually had that realization.
So what is he going to say? So he doesn't know where he's been for the last 30 years. He's going to come and go.
No, that's what I'm saying. If you're like, let's say I was frozen for 1,000 years. When I wake up, I'm still 1,025.
I'm not going to freaking say that, though.
Why not? That's my age.
They unfreeze him. They thaw him out. And then they're like, hey, this is what happened. We compensated your family generously. They stumbled upon $18 million and we stumbled
upon $18 million.
Your family did.
Right.
For your services.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah.
That's why he did it in the first place. They are doing well, and it's been 30 years that you've been in cryo, but we're going to let you go back to your family.
I wonder what his family is like. They've got to still be kicking to a degree, right?
Sure.
Like, so what? I want to hear their takes on it. All the articles are in a different language. I can't get them.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
There's a picture of him in all of them, though.
If he came back and hadn't aged a second, this would be written completely different.
I don't know how you could prove that, though.
Prove what? 30 years?
Some people age well. Like, if somebody disappears for 30 years and then comes back, you're not going to be like, did he jump in a time loop? Like, no, everyone's just going to be like, he just aged well.
Kevin, you should know that better than anyone.
Over those 30 years.
23? You look like you're 11, 12?
That's rich coming from you, Mr. 12-year-old.
I know, Mr. 9-year-old boy.
Even more to the point, I haven't even lived 30 years. And you're telling me that
that's pretty nice.
That he can go that long without looking any different?
I looked up just with how much like technology is advanced and everything, like how rockets are developing. I was like, I wonder where we are at, like vis-a-vis cryogenics. So I looked this up. There's a Cryonics Institute. It's an American nonprofit foundation that provides cryonic services and will freeze dead humans and pets in liquid nitrogen with the speculative hope of restoring them one day with technology. So there's a place you can go to today and pay to be like, hey, when I die, put me in the tube. Put me in there. I want to come back. You can do that in real life just in case. That's wild.
I just think that this guy just wanted to party, dude. He's like, I've got who knows how many years left. And then he realized, wow, now I'm 93 and I'm not dead and I'm actually bored now. So I may as well just go live out the remainder with my fam.
I'm just going to go back to my family.
I miss my family.
Well, he's got some anxiety.
After 30 years.
I don't want
the exactly.
He's like, I don't want them to judge me. The social pressures, the HOA of that neighborhood, just a nightmare.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be so much easier to just tell them.
I don't remember.
To shrug my shoulders.
I'm an old man. Uh-oh.
That's going to be so much easier to shrug my shoulders and play the old man card.
I actually, in like a real sense of a real answer, there's a comment on here. He's like, this happened to my friend, like her dad. He's like, he vanished. He went and started a new life in China. And then got dementia, and like in one of those dementia episodes, he came back and was like, I'm back home. And they're like, it's been 30 years.
Yeah, see, that's not dementia. That's an excuse.
I don't know. But he had the same plans. He had the ticket, which is interesting.
That's a dope plan.
It could have been. Have you guys ever seen the movie?
Wow, my wife sucks, and I'm forgetting. Who are you? Bye. And then, 30 years later, he's like,
all right, I've done everything I wanted to do.
Kind of miss my kids.
Kind of miss my fam.
Did you guys ever see that movie?
Nobody really cares about me anymore because I'm 93, so I'm just going to go freaking...
And I'm going to have to start wearing diapers soon, so I need somebody to change them.
I need someone to wipe my bum.
Yeah, I need people to take care of me, and...
And no one at this resort I've been living at for 30 years is going to do it.
They're not going to take me back if I tell them all about my rebellious... endeavors. So
finding myself.
Did you guys ever see that old movie? It was in the same vein as like
at 63.
Figure I might as well get that done before I die.
It was like in the run the same time.
I gotta
like
be
Tremors.
Me for once in my life.
You guys know what I'm talking about? Like the plane, like the people on the plane, like everyone asleep, like goes through a portal. No, it's a movie that came out. It was like an old horror movie, but they come out of this. It happens in like a second, and everyone who was awake, it vanishes into thin air. They're gone, right? And then they land in this airport, and they're like, time has stopped. What the heck? And then they live out and like have to like figure out. And then these like meatball looking things that have mouths are like the keepers of time, and they come and eat the past day, and they keep up right behind us and eat the previous day. Like destroy it from reality.
Is this the TV show Lost?
No, but then they get back. That is a subplot of the exact same thing. Just, no, but they get back on the plane. They outrun the meatballs. They get back to reality. Whatever. But
I'm lost.
Actually, Brad and I watched it when I lived across the street from you all those years ago.
Actual meatballs, or how dramatic are you being about that?
They look literally like meatballs with a three flap mouth with teeth in it, and they eat the world.
Tremors?
Millions of them. It's like it was like the same time period as Tremors of when it came out, so like that level of production and cheesiness.
I saw a part of Tremors when I was very young. And
Sam got scared of things.
Yeah.
It scared me.
It would get me if I was little for sure. I would have been lost. Jumanji got me. The freaking flower scene, the screeching yellow flower dragging the kid into his gob.
I saw part of Zathura when I was really young too, and I remember that. Just like I was like, oh,
dude, the part where the kids
gosh.
And the dumb waiter and the space pirates are downstairs walking around.
I don't remember
almost any of that except for the part
that is the scariest part of the movie.
One of them like floats away into space, and I'm like, I was just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. The scariest thing hands down from like the movie that scared me
and
more
then
than
they wish
anything
it back. Yeah, dude, I remember that
was E.T. E.T. the scene.
Oh my gosh.
The scene. I was a kid, like 7, 8. I remember the scene where he's in the cornfield and like the light is on E.T. and then they scream at each other and run in two different directions. I literally did not watch that movie for years. Years.
Can we talk about the movie Signs?
Signs sure. Scared
and
the bejeebies out of
me.
Anticlimactic
too.
It is.
Yeah. It's watching it now is a joke.
All I heard growing up is how terrifying Signs was.
I'm so annoyed that you feel this way about Signs.
I didn't. It has no nostalgic value to me because I never watched it when I was younger.
It's a good movie, regardless.
I understand it could scare kids, but I watched it when I was like 18 for the first time, and I just expected it to be terrifying because all I had heard growing up is just that it was terrifying. And then I was like, okay, I mean, it's a little spooky, and then the aliens pack up and leave. And then I was like, whoa, there was no...
It's back when they didn't have the budget to make things look cool. So they're like, well, they never see it.
No payoff at all.
Yeah.
And then they were gone. And I was like, what the heck?
You missed the whole moral of the story.
I just expected a scary movie, and it wasn't that scary.
Okay, yeah, it's not going to scare you.
I was so
disappointed by that. Neither is any old scary movie.
No, I don't know. The baby monitor scene, when I saw that, made me poop my pants.
What are you talking about?
The scene from Signs when he's the
Jaws?
Baby from Jaws with the baby monitor,
with
the Jaws is speaking through it.
Yeah,
it's him. He's singing it.
In the baby monitor?
No. That part from Signs.
The baby.
Do you have a second one, or do we want to jump because of time? We have one from Probs.
I got a quick one.
Okay.
Quick what?
I just remember from Zathura that the sister was in love with the older dude and then found out it was her brother from the future.
Yeah.
Took a page out of Luke Skywalker's book in that one. Weird.
No.
She kisses her brother. This was also a girl that was in love with her brother. Okay. And then learned, and then wasn't. Sort of.
I have brought a pretty heavy vampire theme to the table the last like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's been good stuff.
Speaking of which, isn't Kristen Stewart the star of that show?
Of
Zathura?
As a little kid?
No, she's the girl.
I don't know.
The sister.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I thought she was blonde.
I haven't seen
that
movie since I was like 8.
It's not her.
She's not blonde.
She's not blonde? The Zathura girl?
No way.
I'll
poop my pants.
This is important, Houston. You need to look at me.
Okay.
I was looking up
the girl from Zathura.
I want to be a good, polite vampire.
Right.
As we all do.
Yeah.
From where do I start?
Ooh. Well, you gotta look up the
freaking
classic.
Broad it, question.
Yeah, we are a product of our surroundings. You can't watch the Blade movies. You can't watch the ones where these vampires are just monsters. You gotta read Dracula. You've gotta watch some of Castlevania.
This is a deeper question.
Okay.
Does Edward fit this criteria? Is he a good, polite vampire?
No. He is not. He has no class. He has no cape to whip.
How dare you?
There's no class
to
Edward.
Who are we talking about?
Edward.
Kristen Stewart is the star, by the way, confirmed.
Wild.
Is Edward
guys,
a good, polite?
He's not polite.
Vampire.
I have to confess.
Okay.
I've never seen Twilight.
I haven't
even seen 1 second of it, and I don't know. I don't even know the premise of it.
All I
know is that it's about vampires and maybe werewolves.
You've got like a feel of what the characters are more or less like, though. What people make fun of.
Not even a little bit.
Well, you can infer. It doesn't matter.
It's just a romance guy.
Yeah,
so,
but it's...
is
yeah.
somebody who's dreamy and romantic.
Is he?
No. He's creepy and weird, in my opinion.
Okay, well, you're not a teenage girl.
Yeah. That doesn't mean I can't like Edward.
According to Kristen Stewart.
No. Well, what? Yes, but her version of reality is skewed because of hormones and high school. No!
Is she a high schooler?
Yes, and that makes it all the more creepy that he steals her away and says, come live forever with me. Let me drink your blood. I'm 1,000 years old. It's wild.
Is that the plot of the movie?
It's something like that.
Such young skin.
Yeah, exactly, Sam. He's thousands of years old, and he's supple young high school girl. Yum, tasty, yum.
Okay,
dude,
so here
vampires
are
not... Okay. So here's a freaking... Here's my point. Nope, put your hand down.
Whoa.
Put your hand down. Okay? Vampires play a different ball game, Houston. Okay, maybe it's
impolite ball game.
Perhaps so. If they're snatching up high school girls and we as human beings are like, wow, illegal, gross, creepy. Vampires are like, what's the big deal?
Yeah,
this is what vampires
right,
do.
I guess.
Okay, here's
doesn't make it okay.
So what's the question? Are we trying to? He wants to be a polite vampire, not a polite human being.
Also,
in vampire form,
all vampires aren't out seeking young women.
It's true.
To fall in love with Kevin. If I'm just a vampire, okay. Here I am a vampire. I've already found my girl. I've already turned into a vampire. Okay, we're in love forever. Now I want to proceed as a good, polite vampire. I have to eat.
True. Yeah.
Right? How do I do this in the most polite way?
Is that...
I'm walking the streets at night. I find a nice, supple young woman to suck her blood. How do I proceed and
does
suck
it have
her blood
to be,
in a good, polite way?
Does it have to be the blood of a woman?
Yeah, you feel like that's traditionally so. No.
A live person.
No, I don't even think necessarily then either. They drink cows and stuff.
Human cows?
Do they?
They drink animal.
Chupacabra.
Animal blood? Blood's blood. I'm gonna put a stop.
Blood is blood, he says. You put some pig blood in your veins and you tell me how that goes.
It doesn't go in his veins, you idiot. It goes in his stomach. I can put a stop to that whole vampire version of being polite thing right now, immediately with the example you gave, because... You're like, oh, well, it's normal for a vampire because they live forever, so like them being young or whatever doesn't matter. When's the last time you saw a vampire with a cougar, Kevin? Never. They're like, oh, we're vampires.
Because cougars are ugly.
So it's
whoa.
Different. It's different
whoa,
for us.
I didn't mean that to that degree.
Wow.
I meant they're less attractive.
Well, that's my point exactly. If they were actually immortal and none of that mattered, they just like... fell in love with like whoever, then they'd be after these old women.
No.
Yes, they would.
Beauty still is a factor.
Sure, there's beautiful old women out there.
Okay. See, this you can't argue this.
Why not?
Nope.
No. All vampires are perverts is confirmed. They all want young girls. That's all I'm trying to say. Edward's 100,000 years old.
According to the human race.
I need a high school girl.
According to the human species.
Yeah.
Not the vampire species.
No.
The girls are just girls.
No, she's an infant compared to
him. Houston.
I know it's hard to get outside
of
the...
You're wrong.
I'm not.
It's hard to get out of the human...
Look.
He's gross.
19-year-old kid gets turned into a vampire.
Okay.
Okay, lives 1,000 years. He's still a 19-year-old.
He looks like a 19-year-old.
He's still a 19-year-old.
He's still like...
He still has the hormones and all the juju that comes with being a 19-year-old.
Wait.
When he turns this 18-year-old high schooler into a vampire, she lives 1,000 years. Is she not in the same boat as him?
Is it not reasonable that
19-year-old would go for an 18-year-old because they'd be in the same situation?
When you
100 years
live
from
for 1,000 years, I don't care if you were turned at 19 and your body stays with those hormones forever. Forever, you are stuck there in horny town, horny city. You
don't age, though.
It doesn't matter. You are gaining experience every single day like any other living thing.
So with the 18-year-old girl.
But at that point, it's gross.
That's not gross.
It's so gross. I need to look up how old Edward is.
Make a 17-year-old girl. Turn a 17-year-old girl into a vampire, and she lives 1,000 years. She's never going to be... kosher for Vampire Houston because she didn't get to the 18 mark.
Well...
Even a thousand years later.
I'm not talking about that specifically on the 18 mark. That's
a
whole different conversation. I'm just saying specifically, like, to go for someone who has a low level, because an 18-year-old, he should know after 1,000 years, cannot appropriately make the decision of I want to be a vampire.
So
he can't offer it to her.
He a man stuck in a 19-year-old's body has to go for an 87-year-old woman.
Not 87,
because he's lived 1,000 years.
But someone who is able to think things through a little more thoroughly and not be dictated by their own hormones. He goes to a high school girl with great decision-making skills and says, you want to be a vampire, babe? Hop in! Wait, I'm keeping a seat warm for
you.
He's trying 1,000 years to get a 30-year-old to join him, and they never will.
You tell me this right
through.
Now.
I know!
No, he's gross!
You
he's
tell
weird.
Me this right now. If you had the opportunity to
There's
be a vampire right now, would you do it?
Probably not.
Why?
Because the idea of living forever in that sense is... It does not seem very appealing.
Okay, forget the living forever. Okay. It's not a thing anymore.
I'd still say no. I like human life. I don't really want to...
What's wrong with vampire life?
Being constricted to just nighttime and also hurting people for sustenance? Not really
hurting
my jam.
Hurting people? You don't have to do that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can eat cows.
Okay, sure, fine. Yeah, great. I'll go stick my teeth in a live cow forever, or I could go to Wendy's like a human man would.
Well, you know what? Vampires just operate differently. You're not playing by their rules.
You're thinking like a human.
You're just playing by human rules.
I have to look up Edward's age.
You're bringing vampires into it, and it just doesn't work. Can't do that.
Yeah, he's...
Very treacherous waters we've been treading in.
Edward became a vampire at the age of 17 in 1918.
It doesn't matter when he was 17.
Looks like
he's still
he gets
17.
To.
He's not.
Looks like he gets to pull as many high school girls as he wants.
I don't think
a vampire in a 17.
You sicko! I hate that.
I will always.
I'm a sicko.
I will always stand by the point that if he was transformed as a 17-year-old, he has every right to woo a 17-year-old.
Your brain... That's,
nope, no. Not according to Houston. And Sam, you're gross for even thinking
yes,
such a
I
thing.
Yes, I stand by that. That's freaking weird. Because your brain... Just because you became a vampire, if you became immortal at the age of 20, your next... Like, when you are 100 years down the line, yes, you still look like a 20-year-old, but you are, like, even though your body's not aging, you are 120 years old, right? You have had... 120 years worth of days to think and grow as a person. I don't care what your body looks like. That's freaking weird.
Nobody has lived 120 years. Why the now the vampire?
Except for vampires, Kevin.
So he can't date anyone that hasn't lived as long as he has.
Actually, there is an argument there.
I have more experience than you, so therefore I can't date you.
No, there is an argument there.
And I can't even want to date you.
I think if you were a vampire at a certain point of like age, you'd be like, humans are so dumb. The level of intellect, like they are so dumb. So small-minded.
There's no
amount
of experience.
You only want other vampires.
There's no amount of experience or age that would make them advanced enough
as we
and
seen.
Matured enough to be able to decide should become a vampire.
What if
forever?
It was like a scholar? Well, sure. No, yeah, that's fair. That's absolutely fair.
Then a 17-year-old doesn't matter.
But the person who could figure that out was the person who was already a vampire. You're a vampire for 100,000 years. You're going to come to the conclusion of if that was a good move or not. If you let's say you're a scholar,
there's no polite good way to do it. You just got to find somebody that's attractive and you think you could jive with after 1,000 years. You start it, turn them into a vampire, and let them age like a fine wine.
The more you talk about how this vampire's gaining experience, the more I'm convinced that Edward's doing what anyone would with hundreds of years of experience.
No, because then
he probably the only thing that he's the only conclusion that he has come to based off of the knowledge that he has gained over these long years of experience is I want to date a high school chick.
No.
So then
no, it only proves how gross he is, because then Bella turns. She does turn. I know that that's a thing that happens in those. She turns. There's gonna be a day 10,000 years after the movies or whatever take place, and she's gonna be like, you turned me a baby
he also was turned as a baby.
Right. But
that's just what happened. Yeah, when you're a vampire, that's just what happened.
He's had time to think about that.
And he will. So will she.
Right. And now she's going to be like, this sucks. Thanks.
No, we have to move on.
No, because Edward's a hunk.
No, Kevin, that can't be what punctuates this conversation. It can't. I'm moving on. I'll never freaking. Oh my gosh.
No. It's my turn.
Okay.
I have to leave.
You do.
I have to leave. Can I have your keys?
My keys? Mm-hmm.
He's got to jump his car.
Oh, yeah.
Sam's driving.
They're on the floor over there.
A piece of poo right now that needs to be jumped.
So Houston and I are co-piloting us through this
I've got another
story from Probs.
I've got another Test the Possessed, but I'll save it for next week because it's incredible and Sam needs to hear it.
Okay. My house was pretty haunted when we first moved in. But after removing the crucifix with the bad vibes that my friend got from a witch, okay, whoa, things have been fine. However, the other night I had family in town. My sister and my mom and a couple of my nieces were all staying in my room. I firmly believe that bedroom doors need to be closed at night, mostly because it's a fire hazard to leave your door open, but also because it's creepy AF to have an open doorway near you in the dark while you're sleeping. Okay, I can get behind the second point way more than the first point, but that's a different conversation.
Yeah, it depends on the stage of my life that I'm thinking about. But
well,
yeah.
Apparently, my sister doesn't agree with my philosophy because when she finally came to bed after I was already asleep, she left the door wide open for
Idiot.
All the scary...
You dumb dummy.
For all the monsters and the boogeymans.
She probably sleeps with her foot just hanging right off the bed.
No blanket or nothing. That night, I dreamed that my mom woke us all up to ask who had left the bedroom door open. Oh, this is the foundation of a bad time. Dreaming something that is completely plausible. It was still nighttime in my dream, so we're all just staring at the dark hallway while my mom talks. My sister admits she left the door open, and my mom says, "You shouldn't have done that. The hallway monsters are getting in. You stupid moron.
You stupid idiot. What have you done?"
The hallway monsters? You didn't think twice about that? I asked my mom what they looked like, and my mom said some of them look like people. Some of them look like Maltese dogs. My sister kind of laughs and says, "Well, they aren't real, right?" And my mom says, "No, they aren't real, but they are here."
That's that. There's so much to unpack in that last line.
I woke up just as there seemed to be movement in the darkened hallway, and I discovered that the bedroom door really was open. Dude, I have had... Oh, man, these are the worst, dude. When you dream something... When I have a dream where I wake up in my bed where I fell asleep, I'm living my real life. It's real.
Yeah. I do that all the time.
And then things happen that like really would happen, and then I wake up and I'm like, well, now I don't even know if this is real life. I don't even know what dimension I'm in. I don't know how... I don't know what level of inception I am living in currently. And this just seems like a very, very bad time to me.
Yeah, it's... When she says Maltese dogs, can you think of what that looks like exactly right off the top of your head? There's 1,000 dog breeds out there. I like had an idea and I wasn't 100% sure. I had to look it up. Yeah. Can you imagine one of these running around here? But you have the knowledge that it is a monster, a demon. But it looks like that? That's actually straight up terrifying.
I don't like that.
Like a mop come to life ready to kill you.
A seal, man.
Yeah, those dreams becoming reality because of... I've had multiple times in my life where I have to sit there afterwards, and I would imagine for you, Probs, that this is probably... Like, I would be shocked if you didn't have this experience because of this. You have to, like, sit there for a minute and be like, okay, what's real, what's not? I've, like, typed up whole texts when I wake up as apologies to friends from an argument we had. And then, like, right before I send, I'm like, okay, really think this through. Because I know... Oh, hey, bud. Sorry, Mars is back and ready to party.
He's going to freaking join the podcast.
He's right up on that mic. What if he was like, yep.
Yo.
But yeah, no, you gotta like sit there and like think it through. I wondered how much of that, like how common that is with people, and if that's why some people like mistake themselves for being like psychics or seeing visions or things like that.
Yeah, here's the thing, Probs. The solution to this story though is closing the door.
Yeah, but what, that didn't work the first time. She closed the door and woke up and it was open.
Because Bot Central opened the door.
I think that was in her dream that happened. No. In the dream, the door was opened.
This can't be true.
I think it is. Did I misread it?
Well, okay, freaking... Then you have to keep... I don't know. Because, see, if that's the case, if the door is just being opened by the things that... See... She has something that she wants to protect herself from.
No, it wasn't during the dream. My bad. That was Bot Central. That was bad.
Right. So Bot Central opens the door because it wouldn't make sense. If you're trying to protect yourself something that you are in danger of by having the bedroom door open, then if you close it to protect yourself while they can easily just open the door... then you're not really protecting yourself. The door isn't the issue here. But it sounds to me like the door is the issue. Your mom told you in the dream, this is happening because the door is open. If the hallway monsters can just open it themselves, then that's not the issue, and you're screwed. You wouldn't even live to write the post.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. You close the door, no. You keep monsters out. And so whether you're dreaming or not, you freaking... close the door, zip it, lock it, and put it in your pocket.
Yeah.
I learned that in kindergarten.
We talk enough about death in a sense on this show. The day one of our listeners actually tragically passes away is going to be a rough pill for us. Like, in any sense, that's going to be a hard day for that to happen, but it's going to be like, fuh. We joked about death when this person sent in a story, and now...
Well, I will only say oof if they get mauled by a hallway monster.
By a hallway ghost, right. That's true. Touche.
If
you get hit by a car, we won't even care.
No. I will feel bad, but I won't feel bad like... I
made light of this
disgraced
future,
this person.
That's what you do by listening to Phantasmagoria. We're just preemptively disgracing all the ways you're all going to tragically pass away. That's the only point. Yeah, no, it's if in light of this dream being potentially a vision, I mean, you've just got two things to stay away from. You're almost lucky, blessed, I would even say, in that this dream was so specific. No doors, no Maltese dogs. Like, you cut those out, and you probably won't have any more dreams of those two happening. Real talk, Probs. Let's have real talk. Just you and us right now. Why the frick are you dreaming about Maltese dogs being ghost demons? What's going on there? What's the deep-seated fear or childhood trauma that's pulling that out of the woodwork?
I don't think it's very tough to have a traumatic experience of the Maltese freaking dog.
Touche. Oh, you know what? I feel dumb
even
saying
that.
They can
be some B-words. If
the smaller they are, the angrier they get. And Maltese is definitely going to fit that criteria. I don't think I've met an angrier dog than a Maltese, now that I'm thinking about it.
Something about dogs are just creepy, man. But we've talked about that.
Just got hated them.
That's it then.
Yeah, we're done.
I think we're
end of podcast.
We're G.
Thank you guys for listening. We will catch you soon, and life's only going to be as spooky as you make it.